This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Services and benefit programs. The Village of Forsyth held its Easter egg hunt over the weekend at Forsyth Park. The hunt was divided into sections based on age and grade level. The Easter Bunny also dropped by. Check out the photos on the Now Decatur Facebook page. And check out our website for more stories, podcasts, and videos. We're located online at nowdecatur.com.
Are rigged cases, election interference. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump posted that a short time ago on Truth Social, writing the criminal case in New York he'll attend the hearing in today should be dismissed, claiming there's no crime. He's charged with falsifying business records and payments to keep an alleged affair secret in 2016. In the civil fraud case, he has until today to come up with a very pricey bond to appeal a fine he calls fraudulent.
New York Judge Arthur Engoron determined that former President Trump lied about the value of Trump properties to obtain better loans and insurance policies. About the former president's liable for $454 million, over $100,000 in interest has accrued each day it's unpaid. The former president's attorneys tried to post bond on the amount so they could appeal the case, but none of the surety companies would do it, citing the high amount.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, if the former president does not post that bond, Attorney General Letitia James could start to seize Trump assets. Now to the illegal immigration border crisis that's become a big Trump campaign issue, Vice President Harris tells ABC's This Week.
The former president would prefer to run on a problem instead of fix a problem.
Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
Vice President Harris is going to make an announcement later on today that she has raised over $5 billion since 2021 from private companies. She thinks that is going to help address these root causes of migration. Later on today, we are also going to see her here at the White House hosting the president of Guatemala.
Russia launched more missiles today at Kyiv. Ukrainian officials say two were shot down, but five people were injured. The U.S. rejects Russia's claim Ukraine was involved in the plot in Friday's terror attack that killed more than 130 people in Russia. Four suspects were in court.
Three of the suspects were marched bent double into court. The fourth brought in a wheelchair and appeared to lose consciousness. All appear to have been beaten. Their faces are bruised, and Russian media reports at least one suffered electric shocks during interrogation. According to court statements, two of the suspects admit committing an act of terrorism.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner, and if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifle, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
Well, former President Trump deals with that nearly $500 million appeal bond. His social media company is poised to go public this week at the stock market.
The former president could own shares of a publicly traded Truth Social that could earn billions, but he won't likely see that cash soon unless Digital World, which Truth Social is merging with, allows investors to sell their shares immediately. Meanwhile, the former president struggles to meet a legal bond before prosecutors seek to seize his assets. Eric Trump on Fox's Sunday Morning Future says that could hurt business.
People invest in America from all over the planet because they know we're the safe harbor, that this kind of stuff can't exist.
Former President Trump lashed out at New York Attorney General Letitia James, whom he says prosecuted him for doing nothing wrong. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling before today's trading. The Sweet 16 is set in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament.
For only the fifth time in NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament history, the number one and number two seeds from all four regional brackets have advanced to the regional semifinals. Top seed Purdue beat Utah by 39 points Sunday. Top seed and reigning champion UConn won by 17 against Northwestern, which was held to 58 points. Top seed Houston, not an easy game. Cougars outscored by Texas A&M 17-5 over the final minutes in regulation. The Aggies hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to force overtime, but Houston held on to win 100-95. Other NCAA winners Sunday, San Diego State, Alabama, Duke, Marquette, and Clemson, which took out a third seed, Baylor.
That's Fox's Jared Max. That win for Purdue was actually over Utah State. In the women's tournament, a two-seed Ohio State got knocked out by Duke. Another second seed, Stanford, beat Iowa State in overtime. Top seeds, South Carolina and Texas won easily to advance to the Sweet 16, along with Baylor, Colorado, LSU, and Oregon State. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Think banking is boring? Staley Credit Union would like a word. Sure, members count on us for lower rates on loans, higher rates on savings, and friendly service. But that's just the beginning. Think free checking, a top-notch mobile app, and so many loan options. Not to mention perks like our Berenstain Bears Cub Club for kids and theme park discounts. Say goodbye to boring banking and hello to membership. Visit staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Showers likely mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high of 62. Tonight, showers and chance of thunderstorms. Low around 51, winds that could gust as high as 48 miles per hour. Tuesday, more wind and a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high of 56. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 46. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 52 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. I want to point out, this is my show prep for today, right? You see that little line right there? That was mention rape charge. Good luck to cramming all this in. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, I have more notes about the women's side of the NCAA tournament than I do the men's side, because I watched a lot of it over the 3-4 days. And man, I don't know what's going to there's some people colliding, heading for a collision on the women's side that is going to be spectacular.
Some superstar matchups, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought at first watching that LSU game yesterday that, like, they were really cringy first half. But like other teams, you know, you kind of come out second half, you see who they really are, and they ended up running away with it. But South Carolina, oh my God. Now, Iowa's got to run through them, right?
Yeah.
If my bracket is correct, and the Caitlin Clark Road Show is, I'm scared because they've got, I mean, there's some teams now. And if the clouds all sort of like come together and the stars and the planets align and everything, we could have like a Final Four or an Elite Eight that could be unbelievable. Their average tickets, by the way, for the Final Four, average ticket price higher than the men's.
Wow.
I don't know if we've ever had that. I'm talking about like the final four tickets to get to the final destination.
But even the games this weekend were packed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it helped that LSU was playing, you know, at home. It helped Iowa was playing at home, which is great because she's only going to have one more game in that building there in Iowa.
Wasn't that it?
No, I think maybe that was
a second. She can have a second.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I think
one more is left.
One more, and then they move to the next. With one more win, then they go to the next deal. So it's been fun, although I don't get that LSU coach at all. I mean, and I don't mean the way she dresses. She's just nutty. I mean, she's now talking about suing the Washington Post. And I got some of these coaches, you know, when you get to this level where, you know, people are paying more for your tickets than the men's and it's packed, they're going to have to learn how to deal with the media.
Well, but it's a little bit foreign to them because they've been so overshadowed for.
She's got a strange tactic about her. I just don't know.
She's shoot first.
She reminds me like Bobby Knight, yeah. You know, a little bit. Like it's all got to be about her.
Well, hopefully it's also about, you know, coaching a good team.
Well, they have that for sure.
So got to go with that.
So it's exciting, the whole thing.
You know, I don't know when I've watched so much basketball. And
well, it's
I haven't even been like really in the trenches, but man, it's fun.
Yeah. So without spending a lot of time on this, just you're a fan, mm-hmm. the Illini. I'm wearing an Illinois shirt today. I don't know how I got painted into being the victim. You were also in the media for a mm-hmm. long time. My only point with all of this is that I understand why fans do it. I when we were going through this Joe Paterno stuff, I got the god awful most hate mail that people, you know, and it turns out, you know, they were protecting pedophilia. And people go, how did this happen? And you go, because they don't care. They just want to win games. And it's about, you know, this is an indictment on the system more than it is this individual kid. I just think this individual kid, I don't know what's so hard to say is, you know, there's a 50-50 thing here. He could be completely innocent and all of this is absolutely wrong. Or he could be guilty.
And it may be years before we know what happened.
Right, but to at least acknowledge and the, I get a little tired sometimes of I don't even think of it as the other side because I'm not rooting one way or the other, but it's not that allegations get made and charges were pressed. A state's attorney decided to, it doesn't just, people don't just show up on a doorstep and go, I want him arrested, right. And they go to court.
Right.
It doesn't happen that way.
And sometimes court proceedings drag out forever
and
ever.
And it doesn't mean he's guilty either. He could absolutely be innocent. And he is innocent until proven guilty. And the court said he could be on the team. The team's going to play him. I'm fine with all that. But I keep thinking about if I were the family of this person who mm-hmm. this allegedly could have happened to, and the national media just keeps talking about his character and his character and his character. It makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
Well, thankfully, you've got a lot of other show prep. What did you want to get to next?
Why can't anybody stand up for the right thing? And meaning the right thing is that you can't just dismiss her and you can't just dismiss him, that there are two people involved in this and law enforcement and, you know, an attorney, state's attorney's office, and it is real. I know people don't want the parade to be rained on, but it is real.
Well, it is real, and acknowledging it, I don't think, I think it probably should have been acknowledged at some point, and I haven't watched it as extensively with the commentators as a lot of other people have, but, you know,
he's a spectacular athlete.
He should get due process.
Absolutely.
And so should the alleged victim.
Absolutely.
So until we know more, I don't think there's a lot that people can say.
But fans, my only point is, fans don't care. And fans will just come up with the lamest excuses or I heard or, you know, they said or, and no one knows, but it is there and it is there. And we don't do this in sports enough. And this is why, coaches get away with what they get away with. It's why players get away with because as long as you're winning.
True.
We don't want to talk about anything else.
Well, it's like, and before the show was on, you and I were talking a little bit about that Nickelodeon documentary, which it's the same sort of thing where you've got children and you've got people in power and they weren't protected.
Yep. But it's popular and people are watching it and we've got the ratings and they're making a lot of money. That's my only point in all this. And I think the university has as much, you know, they can't say, well, we tried to do the right thing. And then, the court said no. Well, the court didn't say you had to start him. So and then Underwood's comments are just so, I don't know. I hope they win. There's a lot of players on that team to like.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying dislike him. All I'm saying is there is this thing that's still there.
And
it's a very serious mm-hmm. accusation. And whether he's innocent or guilty, and it could be either way, and he is innocent until proven guilty. For certain, and I'm not upset that he's playing in the tournament. I'm just kind of like, I think we get the media in particular, you know, especially the national media. I'm not talking about the beat people who are like around these guys every day. Mm-hmm. You know, they like to talk about people's character and go on and on and on like they know them, and they don't at all.
Right. But I mean, Brian, you look at other sports and basketball too, and how many players with truly bad characters who have, you know.
I'm watching this thing with my Patriots, this 10-part thing, and every single person on that team, starting with the owner and the coach and the guys in the locker room, knew that Aaron Hernandez was bad news, and he ends up going to jail for murdering people. And then everybody goes, well, how did that happen? You've been in the media long enough to know, and then the media is complicit in it. You know, TBS knows that if they're talking about this, that they're rating. I mean, you know, everybody's getting a buck out of this thing.
Well,
and that's fine too.
I hope it's resolved quickly, one way or another. And, you know, in the meantime,
absolutely
go Illini.
And he may be the best kid in the world. I don't know why anymore people want to like they got to try to pin you down like it's one way or another. And I have said from get go. Day one, innocent until proven guilty. This is the process. This is the system. If the court says they've got to put him on the team and they're okay with playing him and he's okay, then that's fine. Everybody's following the process. Mm-hmm. But you can't just act like there is a certain, I think, segment of people that just want to, every time a woman accuses somebody of something, gold digger. I mean, that's their go-to thought, whether they know the people involved or not, or know, you know, and there is, that happens. But so does rape.
Right. And, you know, there have been things for decades that have gone on and, you know, weren't acknowledged. And the people who didn't have the power were the ones who were abused. So hopefully this all gets resolved quickly.
All right. What's going on in your world? How was spring training?
Spring training was fun.
She was at the Cubs spring training.
I was at the White Sox.
Oh, worse. The White Sox spring. Where did they do that? Cubs,
but when, huh?
Where did they do their?
Just outside Phoenix, Arizona.
So they're both in Arizona.
Yeah. And the Cubs came and played the White Sox. And I'm in the desert. It rained. It poured. They still got the game off, but I mean, it was warmer and nicer in Decatur than it was in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, it's
where
a
it was
crazy
like cold and pouring.
Yeah. So to see the White Sox and the Cubs. Uh-huh. Are you a fan of either?
I'm just such a casual baseball person. I want to go along for the social.
Okay.
I'm not.
Have a beer.
Well, but I mean, it was fun because there was a kid that's catching for the White Sox who's from Danville.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know his name, but he's pretty good. And they had, you know, it was just fun. We ran into people from Nokomis and Jacksonville. And it's funny, though, because it's like, okay, here are the old people who are retiring because they know how to do this. I've never been to spring training. So we pull up, really nice stadium. I mean, everything's new in Glendale. And we're sitting in the parking lot waiting for the gates to open. These two cars, everybody's got Illinois plates. Okay, everybody. Pop open their trunks, pull out the table, pull out the charcuterie board. They've got their Coors Light, and they are having their party with their, you know, they must do this like all the time. But really fun.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. More importantly, Doug?
Doug had a great time.
This is his trip,
yeah,
right?
This is his trip that I just kind of tagged along to take care of the luggage.
Do you get one in return?
I'm going to go see Taylor Swift in Europe. So.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He's not going.
Okay.
So, you know, there you go.
I'm sure he's probably happy about this.
He actually said, you know, I don't really need to go on that trip. I'm like, correct. But, you know.
All right. Well,
so my daughters and I are going, and it'll be a good girls' trip.
I've heard it's actually cheaper or less expensive to like go there and get tickets than it is here. I don't know where I read that, but somebody was doing a story about the U.S. arenas.
I'll let you know how that works out when I get home. Because I probably paid way too much for
Well, there's an exchange rate, and I don't know where in Europe you're going, and that's fine. We'll keep it, you know, a little murky.
Well, I thought maybe I could be a correspondent.
You can. You absolutely can.
Call in from Liverpool.
You absolutely can. I think
that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool to go do that, like to go see some big show like that somewhere else?
Yeah, and she has the baseline of what it's like over here, too, so she can compare and contrast.
So it's going to be fun.
So what else is going on besides garbage and waste hauling and all that?
Well, there's the grocery tax, which the governor decided that nobody needed to pay anymore, and didn't really get any input from cities, and this is money that all comes back to individual communities. And for us, it's putting about a $2 million hole in our budget.
So why don't you just charge the tax?
Currently, we aren't allowed to enact our own tax.
Why?
Because something in the Illinois state law.
But I thought they were going to change that so that you could.
Well, that is part of the negotiation going on. Is okay. The other is, could we at least not put this into effect until January 1st so cities have a chance? Because many of us, our fiscal year starts July 1st.
Right, so let me be the cynic.
Ours is calendar year and the state's is July 1st.
Let me be the cynic here. Mm-hmm. Aren't we really just arguing about who gets the credit for the tax cut? Because the money's not going anywhere. You're going to take it out of their pockets.
We probably aren't, Brian, because it's really hard to get local councils, local governments to pass a new tax. We've had to do that
It's been a lot of them since I've been around.
There have been a lot since I've been on council, and we had to do it because we had to deal with, the can had been kicked down the road for so many years in not dealing with sewer, water,
infrastructure,
all the infrastructure stuff that's so unbelievably expensive, and we didn't have a way to pay for it. But it's really hard. And, you know, you look at when we set our property tax levy for the year, we have over the past few years tried to keep it as low as we could, but still acknowledging that costs are going up. And so we've kept it very low, where we could have gone to like an 8 or 9% increase. I think it's 8.5%. And we're like, that's too much. It is hard for the 7 members of my council, because we see people in the grocery store. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's hard to enact that tax. It's one thing when it's already there. And you
This isn't a 55-minute argument. Let me put this up front.
Go back to the Illini.
Saying that only in politics does the governor go, I want the credit of taking this tax away from you.
I wasn't getting the money.
I wasn't getting the money anyway. Yeah. And so then you guys go, well, no, that's our money. At the end of the day, you're going to pay your 10 cents.
One way or the other,
because no one's going to do, so he can take that burden off of you, even though the money isn't costing him anything.
Right. Like when the legislature says, we're going to cap, property taxes for this group of people because it's the right thing to do. And they're not getting the money.
I get it. But then you're saying, oh, no, we can't have that savings because that's going to cost us $2 million. So at the end of the day, no one's really advocating for the consumer here.
No. Well, allegedly they are ever. The governor is saying, I am doing this for you. Because it's not fair that it's a regressive tax.
But he knows.
I know. It's politics,
Brian. It's going to turn around. I know. I think that's silly. Why waste time on being silly? If the local governments need it, it's not going to change people's lives that much one way or the other.
No, it's to the average consumer, it's not that much money, and it's very symbolic from the governor's office that this is a big deal. Meanwhile, here at home, it's going to be like, all right, so how do we make that up?
Yeah.
Which
at the end of the day is just going to cost
another way. Yeah. That, or heaven forbid, we cut services or change something.
I know.
Nobody wants that either.
I know. But at the end of the day, the consumer is not going to be helped at all.
No.
One way or the other.
No. I did, on a slightly different note, Representative Sue Scheer honored me last week at the House of Representatives for Women in History Month.
That's nice.
That was nice. And so went over, stood up as she read way too much stuff. And
Script?
Yeah, well, you talk about she was doing kind of career stuff. I'm very uncomfortable, and nobody's paying attention because it's the House of Representatives.
No, they're all on their phones playing games.
What's funny is I've got a lot of friends who are government junkies who watch, I watch the House and Senate, from my desktop, and I'm getting texts from people going, wow, that's so cool. I'm like, I am so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Have you ever testified in front of a committee?
God, it's the worst.
I remember horrible. One time, I don't even remember why, but I was over there, and I think it was Bill Black, who was the longtime Vermilion from County Danville guy. He read the sports page the entire time I was talking. I mean, there's only 12 of them up there. And back when newspapers were, literally, in front of his face, the sports page.
Yeah. Or they're on, it's like, and you take people over who don't understand that, the Senate's a little bit better as far as decorum, but the House floor, very few people are actually paying attention.
Right.
But in those hearings, and those hearings can turn brutal in a minute.
Yep.
When you get, some senator or representative who just goes after you about something that you're like, well, I was here to, I prepared to talk about this, not a plastic bag fee. Where did that come from?
Right.
It's like, it can be very, it can be scary because you feel like you did something wrong.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It just seems to me like terribly ineffective.
Oh, it is terribly ineffective.
Completely not qualified to be making the decisions they're making.
They ought to have to pass a test.
All right. So when you, garbage truck was, you know, when they pick up garbage on the other side of the road, mm-hmm. like besides the, like, so their headlights are in your lane parked in the dark, when you're coming around, you're like, wait a minute. And you, this is still the guys that are physically getting the garbage cans mm-hmm. along a route. Now, is that so they just don't have to go down the road this way and then come back down the road the other way?
And it depends on the route because, you know, when we changed the garbage stuff the last time around, it was like, that was one of the arguments is they could just go down the street once, pick it up and it'd be less wear and tear on your roads. And, you know, most of the routes, well, the routes that I've lived on, it's usually they come down, they do one side of the street, they loop back and do the other side of the street. So I don't know.
I'm not saying it's not, I don't think it's dangerous. It's just in the dark. It's kind of like hard to like sort of see, you know, by the way, they've been like cutting, I take Lost Bridge, around and they've been like up with like, they got the guy out there with the slow sign and the radio and, all this wind, they've been up in those, you know, up in the trees, cutting down limbs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those guys, that
what a bad job.
Oh, I mean, when you got 40 mile an hour wind.
Oh, I don't like 40 mile an hour wind when I'm in a parking lot.
My only point is they have a guy with a slow sign and a guy with a stop sign on the other. At 5:30 a.m. in the dark and the garbage truck's on the wrong side of the road and you can't see bodies until those reflective vests start showing up. I wonder, because people tend to drive at my time of morning, like with like rules are kind of maybe.
Well, people are driving worse than ever now anyway, running red lights and everything else.
Yeah, but I just hope that they're careful out there. What's the latest on charges and citizens and where?
The city manager has been negotiating again with the haulers, particularly the two biggest haulers. And to try and come back, he's going to come back to council in April with a couple of recommendations. Yeah, it's almost April.
Yeah.
I think it'll probably be the second meeting where, to give council some options on, okay, you can do this. We're basically everybody's going to have to pay like $3 more or something a month.
Yep.
And so that you have unlimited service, or only these people that pay premium are going to have to pay this much, and here's what they'll take.
Yeah.
So, you know, and one thing, and I brought this up to the manager on Friday, I'm like, because it was like you wouldn't get service. It's never like it, currently it's year round, but, from like the middle of December.
But it's not year round though, right?
Well, it is currently under the new rules. It's not, okay. But what we are used to. I said, well, what about Christmas trees?
Right.
And he said, well, what do you usually do? I said, well, we have an artificial tree, but you know, I remember when we had real trees, you just put it out of the curb and they picked it up. And if they're not going to have service from December 15th through, you know, I don't know, February 1st or March 1st or something, what are you going to do with the dead tree? So that's got to be worked out.
Now, I would say to you that for years, people dropped them off at the radio station out of Pershing Road.
Those are people who could, and a lot of people might not have
the ability. I wondered why. I mean, what changed? That was a long, long time ago.
Well, you guys obviously dropped the ball on that.
Well, they kept bringing them for years. Well, like
why don't you put them out here?
And like, aren't you supposed to take the ornaments off?
The lights and that kind of stuff. Just,
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. So what's the next council meeting?
It will be April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Fool's Day. Hey, so that's Easter. Isn't it Easter Monday? No.
Well, yeah, because Good Friday is this Friday.
Yes.
So
April Fool's Day.
Easter is so early.
I know. It's throwing me off about everything.
Way off.
I thought the Masters was like this next week, and it clearly isn't. All right. Well, if folks want to weigh in on the garbage issue or anything else, what's the best way for them to do that?
You know, you can comment online. You can email any of the council people. All of our addresses are on DecaturIL.gov, and that is at least pretty easy to find. So, because people find us when they're unhappy.
They tend to do that.
Yes, and they can be very expressive.
They tend to be that way too.
And that's okay. You know, that's our job is to hear from the people what they want, what they don't want. And, you know, so there we go.
All right. What's the next like quarter look like? What are the issues that are coming up?
Oh, we've got a lot of stuff going on. There's the Inova feed is moving along crazy. They're going to have
open
house in April. We've got all sorts of construction going. You know, the Brush College Road is in full swing. We've got just did the intergovernmental agreement. I was out of town and missed the council meeting, which I think that's the fourth meeting I've missed since 2009.
Come on now.
Seriously.
You got to get serious about this.
I know. Well, I don't like to miss those. I usually try to plan my life around. Even Taylor Swift is planned around the council. So
that's all we can ask for.
I know. But on the old Garfield School, we're trying to...
Yeah, get that thing taken care of. So the whole Park District, city, everybody partnering, and that's going to be an incredible development.
It absolutely is. We're also looking at a pretty massive TIF district to approve that so that we can hopefully get a parking garage built on the old Citizens Barnes building and help move that project along, plus a lot of other stuff going on. Brian, there's so many good things going on right now. It's just crazy.
And if we had more time, we'd tell you all about all that, but we'll be back next Monday to do that. We appreciate it, Mayor. Have a great day, and we're going to take a break at the bottom of the hour here for stories and news, and we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We've got a lot to get to here today. Big action-packed show halfway through. Stay tuned.
Price with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Decatur Fire Department crews with the Water Department will be flushing and flow testing about 1,200 city fire hydrants next month. This process will occur Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Crews will be checking for operational deficiencies, performing maintenance, and recording flow data. Temporary discoloration of water may occur in areas where hydrants are being tested. No safety or health issues are associated with the discolored water, but residents should make sure the water is clear before doing laundry. The Illinois Department of Employment Security says the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.8% in February. The national unemployment rate was 3.9%. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, non-farm payrolls increased by a little over 23,000. The sectors with the largest gains included government, construction, and leisure and hospitality. More at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Deadlines today for former President Trump to cover the roughly $500 million civil fraud judgment against him in New York State or potentially have assets seized.
New York Judge Arthur Engoron determined that former President Trump lied about the value of Trump properties to obtain better loans and insurance policies. While the former president's liable for $454 million, over $100,000 in interest has accrued each day it's unpaid. The former president's attorneys tried to post bond on the amount so they could appeal the case, but none of the surety companies would do it, citing the high amount.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A big storm hitting much of the middle of the country.
Heavy snow and strong winds combined are bringing blizzard conditions from the Rockies to the upper Midwest. Some areas could see over a foot of snow, and the strong winds will make it difficult, if not impossible, to travel.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. There are 100,000 homes and businesses still without power in Maine since a storm on Saturday. It was 200,000. America's listening to Fox News.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to hit the road, tackle the yard, or start a new project, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like $30 off select Curt trailer hitches with installation available. Save $250 on a Teske 4x8-foot utility trailer with wood sides. And keep things in place with select Keeper brand ratcheting tie-downs, just $13.99. Plus, stock up on Easter candy, 20% off. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Springfield area attorneys. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today, showers likely mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 62. Tonight, showers and chance of thunderstorms, low of 51. Wind gusts getting all the way up to around 48 miles per hour. For Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high near 56, and more wind. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high near 46. The current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NCAA men's tournament.
Well, Saturday was a big night for the Illini basketball team because for the last year, this game, this second game of the NCAA tournament, the one that can send your team to the Sweet 16, this game was going to measure the success or failure of the entire season, right or wrong, fair or unfair. And Saturday's game against DuQuoin, it just carried an enormous weight. And Illini fans all know it and have known it for the whole year. And Illinois passed that test in a glorious way. They won 89-63 to advance to a late Thursday night Sweet 16 matchup against number 2 seed Iowa State. And that was a start-to-finish dominating performance that has convinced the national media that this is an Illini team that is a legitimate contender to win it all. I was surprised to read and hear some of the things that I bumped into in the aftermath of that game Saturday, where that performance opened some eyes to people. They're like, well, wait a minute, we're talking about UConn, we're talking about Houston and North Carolina, and we're talking about some of these teams. We better be talking about Illinois, because in that game Saturday night, they were really impressive. In fairness, they're one third of the way through this really difficult gauntlet that you have to run. You got to win six, and so they'd still need four more victories against the best teams in college basketball. So there's just so much left to happen. But on Saturday night, with a lot of pressure on them to deliver, they did not blink in destroying Duquesne. And, you know, in watching the game, it was amazing how quickly they went from up by 9 to up by 20. It was like in a blink of an eye. Three Coleman Hawkins threes, another by Terrence Shannon, and then a series of runout baskets had Duquesne looking really kind of dizzied. I just kept thinking, okay, this is as good as it gets. And this is everything we like about this team. More scoring options than an opponent can deal with. And with Terrence Shannon setting the pace, and I'm not talking about scoring, they're locking down defensively in a way that they have not always done. In fact, haven't done always recently. So Shannon, Marcus Damask, Hawkins, Dane Danger, Quincy Guerrier, Ty Rogers, Luke Goody. I mean, they were just smothering Saturday, and we'll need to step up and do that again Thursday night in Boston, where they will be slight underdogs to a really good Iowa State team. And that game's a late one if you haven't seen the time. 9:09 is what they're listing as the official tip time, televised on TBS and True TV. And you can, of course, listen to it here on WSOY. And between now and Thursday, we'll have a time to talk more specifically about Iowa State. But that was impressive what they did Saturday night, and it makes you want to see more of that. And if they have more of that, then they absolutely can advance further than just the Sweet 16.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll go to the women's side of the NCAA tournament. This look at Tupper on Sports, brought to you by First National Bank. Community banking the way it used to be.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank, FNB Quality, member FDIC.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, I watched a lot of the women's side over the weekend. Man, we are just headed for like a train wreck here.
Yeah, I watched a lot of it also. I watched the Iowa game sort of to scratch my Caitlin Clark itch. I watched the South Carolina game because they're unbeaten and ranked number one. I watched the LSU game, at least until they went bonkers in the second half, because they're the defending national champs. And I don't know if this is fair, But man, there's a lot of drama on the women's side. The players, for the most part, do not like each other. LSU coach Kim Mulkey is just a lightning rod for controversy, now threatening a Washington Post reporter with a lawsuit and for what she calls a hit piece that's due to be published. And all the Caitlin Clark love and all the Caitlin Clark jealousy that follows her every step of the way. I mean, Iowa won its opening NCAA tournament game and plays again tonight against West Virginia, 7 o'clock ESPN, in what figures to be Caitlin Clark's final game on her home floor. The fact that they play early round games on home floors, in my opinion, is a flaw of the women's tournament. It's unfair to underdogs who have to beat better teams and do it in such a hostile environment. The men used to do this until everybody realized this is not right. Yeah, these games should be played on a neutral floor, and that's the way to go. And the women will probably go that way too as their tournament grows. But I keep going back to Caitlin Clark because she is just under this unbelievable microscope, isn't she? I mean, every facial expression is scrutinized, along with the reaction and the unspoken communication between her and her parents, her and her dad. She was, I thought she was kind of irritable Saturday, didn't play her best. But she'll be in the spotlight again tonight, and so many cameras on her nonstop. I mean, there's no place to hide when your celebrity reaches this level, and you know, we're one game into the tournament, and I don't know how she holds up, to be truthful. And she's not the only one. There's other women here too. These other teams have their stars, they're being scrutinized pretty heavily, too. It just seems like it's more so on the women's side than it is on the men's side.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. Mark, we'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. She had a bad game and still almost pulled out a triple-double.
Yeah, it's strange. When you watch at the end of the day, the box score tells you that even in what looks I told you one time on the air about watching the Greek Freak and Tentacumpo have a very sleepy game. And I look at the box score. I'm like, how did he get 17 rebounds?
Oh, I know.
Just sleepwalking through it.
I know.
When you're that good, you're just in every play.
I just think the talent, you know, it just eventually comes to the surface, even though maybe in the first half. So my thoughts are this on the women's side. And I was kind of disappointed. I'm driving in today. And I'm listening to our sports station. Mm-hmm. Which is Fox Sports Radio. And they're doing a news recap of the weekend box scores. And they give me the NCAA men's tournament. They give me the NBA. And then they give me hockey. Not one mention of the women's tournament. I think in some ways that good old boy network and like in sports broadcasting is still like hanging on to that kind of old school way. Like you can't tell me there weren't more people interested in what happened with the women's tournament than hockey.
The obvious way to do the thing that they wanted to do and the thing that you're saying is, and over on the women's side, Caitlin Clark's Iowa wins their first round match. That's enough, probably enough.
Okay, but that would be a slight to
– It would be a slight.
Literally, LSU to South Carolina. South Carolina is – oh.
They're ridiculous.
When I watched that game, they played North Carolina. I just killed them. Versus watching Alabama and Grand Canyon University –
Right.
I mean, the skill level was off the charts. And then when I watched LSU and they looked a little weak first half, I'm like, oh, okay, you know. But then like everybody else, just wore them down and then it turned out to be kind of a rout, you know, in the second half. But man, there's some good teams. I mean, it's not just like the Caitlin Clark show and that's it. There's a ton out there.
Yeah. And, you know, there have been for years a lot of really good teams and a lot of very good women. And that hasn't pierced all the way through. She certainly is to the point where her name and what their team did should make the roundup of what's going on at this point in American sports.
She's got some great commercials on TV now.
She sure does.
There's one, I think it's for Comcast or Xfinity, where they pull Caitlin Clark, like human resources manager, out of a cubicle somewhere. And her name's just Caitlin Clark, spelled the same way. And then all of a sudden, she's got a basketball in her hands on a court with a uniform on, and she's like, I got to shoot it from here?
That's funny. I don't think I've seen that.
I saw it for the first time during the game. What was that, Thursday or whatever it was? Yeah, it was fun. But their tickets are selling incredibly well. I saw Tim McGraw playing in Iowa wearing a Caitlin Clark jersey. Well, numbers, T-shirt. He looks good, though.
Yeah.
He just like gets older and older and better and better.
That's absolutely right.
But how smart is that?
Dude, that is when you get that thing wrong, when you say the wrong, welcome Albuquerque, and you're like, this is not Albuquerque.
We're in Des Moines.
You do the other thing. If you lean into it, oh, man, it's endearing, and you've got them.
Oh, I can't imagine that crowd did anything but go crazy. I just saw photographs of it. All right. So when I'll get all the mail today, and that's okay. I'll take it. When you... Did I say anything different today, and I don't want to drag it out, but than what you and I talked about a week ago?
No, and I mean, other than the redundancy of just how it just kept spinning back up, there was nothing really. I mean, I understand the perspectives of the fans. I understand the perspectives.
Perspective of fans is unrealistic. It always has been and always will be.
And your point. One of my least favorite moments in sports that I think is a parallel, not that we're talking about rape is extremely serious, but cheating is another. I remember distinctly being an absolute advocate for watching Barry Bonds. I loved watching that. Yeah. And they were cutting into him every at bat to see if he was going to beat Babe's record and then Maris and Mantle. And
that was Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa.
And then Sammy Sosa. And I watched that in real time too. But Bonds was my favorite of that. But the secrets were out. People were saying, is he cheating? We know, we think he's cheating. To the point where the commissioner wouldn't go to the games. But he didn't stop the thing from happening. Right. They never put the brakes on. They cashed the check and then afterwards turned their nose up at it like they weren't complicit in the whole thing.
Yep.
And this is not the same thing because that's cheating on the game itself and not life, which were the stakes of a woman's life and his own life for hanging the peril in the balance. But watching that where the machine itself could pump the brakes and the Illini did.
They want to give you, and then it's the illusion of doing it.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying.
Yes.
And that doesn't make them stand out from any other program or anything else. And I'm not throwing arrows. All I'm saying is you would think in all of this adulation and all of this wave, someone would just remind you that there is still this thing.
Yeah.
That has not been resolved. And the team initially suspended him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, even if it's a throwaway comment and Shant, since returning from his suspension for charges.
They'll say he missed six games. That's right. All they say.
Yep.
And that's because no one wants to get in the way of this juggernaut of cash. And that's all I'm saying. And if you're okay doing that as a fan, by all means do it. I'm not preaching to you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying people want to know how do bad things happen. I printed 19 pages of athletes, professional athletes who have gone to jail for horrific things. Yes, there are people that, you know, I will always go back to that Kobe Bryant charge at that hotel. Yep. And in your mind, you know, there are people out there like that. Hotel lobbies are full of them. You know, wherever teams are going to do whatever. But until we know, we don't know. And I just think it's just disingenuous for the university, for the fan base, for the NCAA, and all of its media partners to just ignore it because there's too much money being made.
And you're not talking about cracking exposés.
Not
and
at all.
That. Just those three extra words, five extra words around – you know, just to acknowledge that this is happening.
And I don't think it has to be. I'm always disappointed in what people will talk themselves into if they're passionate enough about something. And we seem to do more and more of that in our society today when it comes to politics, when it comes to sports. You know, it's all one side or the other. I have said from the very beginning, this is a 50-50 thing. He could be absolutely innocent. And what a travesty that he had to go through this. He could also be guilty, and what a travesty it is that this woman's family and her had to sit through the adulation of all the, I mean, it could be either way. And I'm not rooting for him to be guilty, and I'm not rooting for the Illini to lose, but I am aware enough that I'm in this a little bit by eyeballing in and having fun and wearing an Illinois shirt, and that is still a thing. But no one wants to hear that. I get it. No one's even thinking. I mean, I think that's the shock. And you get with fans, like, what are you talking about? Like, they don't even know anything about it.
Yeah.
Other than our guy's back. I don't think Dane Danger has missed a basket in the first two games. That kid's fun to watch. All right. When we get back on the other side of the break, we do have a lot of other stuff that happened over the weekend. And we'll get to some of that, including the community. I said the community foundation. I knew I was going to do that.
Heart of Illinois Community Foundation.
Heart of Illinois Community Foundation was out handing out checks all week last week. The stuff we announced on Tuesday, I guess. Yeah. It was fun to see the big checks and the people getting those on social media. And then we also have a couple of things that I was unaware of, but I found. I thought, hey, that's great. We'll talk about that. And we've got F1. What a crazy race in Australia.
That was a fun but crazy race, yeah.
Just nutty, right? Mm-hmm. And, we'll get into it. I mean, George Russell has got to have the most, like, last lap full-on crashes of anybody on the circuit today.
Pushing too hard, buddy.
Well, Alonso got penalized.
I know.
It dropped down two places because he was, what do they call it, brake? There's a terminology. I can't think of it right now. Brake testing?
Yeah, brake checking.
Brake checking.
Yep.
Because when they did show it again, he slowed way down.
He did.
Sergio got penalized for something. It wasn't even his fault in qualifying, right?
That's right.
When your team tells you 1 second before it happens, what are you supposed to do?
Nothing.
Yeah. And when the guy ahead of you, also George Russell, is keeping you from go. I mean, I do not understand why they can't figure out this qualifying thing way where you can just get the fastest lap out there without having to do all these hoops. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No. I mean,
from the fact the way they all line up and slow down, and why not just take the time to just send a team out one at a time?
Because you'd have an unfair advantage. Of how you've laid down rubber, so the teams that go later on would have more rubber to grip.
But they're all doing that anyway. I mean,
But some are electing to go early, get one in. Some are waiting to go later.
It just seems like a lot of drama to me.
It is.
All right, we'll do that on the other side of the break. Nick's got your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, showers are likely, mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy, high of 62. Tonight, showers and chance of thunderstorms, low of 51. Winds could gust as high as 48 miles per hour. For Tuesday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms and more wind, partly sunny, high of 56. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 46. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:52. This look at your weather, it's brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
Hi, I'm Brian Mose with Brittlinger and Earl Funeral Homes. We specialize in a lot of things, like providing traditional and innovative full-service funeral celebrations. But our number one focus is finding the best way to honor a life well-lived. At Brittlinger and Earl, we are the experts at discovering and designing a perfectly customized celebration event to remember. Say goodbye and honor the life of your loved one. Just visit BrittlingerandEarl.com and find out more about how we create unique celebrations of life and, of course, professional, compassionate service from the heart.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. Whether you're ready to hit the road, tackle the yard, or start a new project, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 36-pound bags of Estate Crabgrass Preventer with lawn fertilizer, $32.99. All Trico wiper blades, 20% off for rewards members. Save 10% on assorted JMF plumbing supplies. Plus, with Easter just around the corner, get 20% off assorted Easter candy. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43-plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, These are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Don't miss the 2024 Career Fair at Richland Community College, Thursday, March 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Schilling Salons. Employers will have a great opportunity to meet with prospective community members and students searching for internships, job shadowing, or deciding on their career path. Anyone searching for their next career opportunity is encouraged to attend. Just visit Richland Community College on Facebook for more information. And be sure to stop by Richland Community College on March 28th from 11 to 3 for the 2024 Career Fair.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
So after the Australian GP, Max Verstappen has only a 4-point lead. Is that right?
Correct.
In the drivers'
championship? Same with the constructors.
Yeah, well, thank you to Oliver Bearman for part of that.
That's right. That's the sad thing. Ferrari no longer has three drivers in the top 10 as Bearman slips to 12.
Still well ahead of Daniel Ricciardo.
Oh, gosh. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
So I'm excited about this. My guy didn't have too bad a race. Started in sixth, ended, what, fifth?
Yeah.
Right behind Piastri. So overall, Checo seems to be racing pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Or at least they're in the top, right? Mm-hmm. Now, he said he didn't think Max would have won this race, even if he had finished.
He didn't think he would?
No. He said the Ferraris had the speed.
That's what I thought.
Checo, who knows? They all play all these games about, maybe they're just trying to
sandbag a little.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, poor us. Whatever. Yeah. This is their first failure in 2 years. 2 years ago at the Australian Open, last time Max tapped out of a race. And when I say tapped out of a race, he had no choice. His car was on fire.
When that happened, even though my team benefited largely from it, the first word out of my mouth was, no, you don't want it like that. Mm-mm. You don't want it like that. And they were setting up to fight, those two.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was going to be a lot of fun. And then, Carlos Sainz has now been the only driver.
Yeah, non-Red
Bull.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen or Red Bull team out of all the field in the last 3 years.
He's done it twice.
In Singapore and last year and now. And then to come back 2 weeks after an appendectomy, it's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
And so I was very happy for him. Doing is resume building big time. And I don't know what that's going to look like. But, man, are you guys worried about Lewis Hamilton?
Carlos is my third favorite driver. Yes. No. No, that car is a rocket ship, and that guy knows how to drive cars. So, no. Get him out of that Mercedes. Put him in a Scarlett Ferrari. That's a recipe.
Okay. You say that. But George Russell is driving the same car and outscoring Lewis Hamilton week after week. I don't know. I don't discount Lewis Hamilton's talent to do whatever. He may be unbelievable, and it may be more than just about the track for them. At the end of the day, that track matters. Well, they haven't won for a very, 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 very long time.
He didn't have an engine to get him out five laps.
But I'm saying George Russell's driving the same car, and it's consistently been higher up on the grid than Lewis this year in these first three races.
Yeah, well, Lewis didn't even get to race this third one. His car blew up.
Well,
engine failed.
Right, but he has 8 points on the whole season. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have engine fail the last two races.
No.
And you were the one always making a point. It's the car versus the car. I'm just saying George seems to be getting more right out of that car.
That's right.
And we'll see what happens. But, man, Carlos looks good.
Yeah, happy for him. He looks very happy, too, and calm and looks good.
Well, he ought to be. He's going to be able to write a check. He's going to be able to write a really big check. Now, if you're him, and we don't have time, but we can get into this on the other side of the break, do you go somewhere to be the big dog for less money, or you go to be an equal or lesser dog for, more money?
I don't know. I'd cash all of those checks for Mercedes, probably.
I would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably go to Team RB or something like that and be the big dog, but Who wants to be at the back of the pack?
Not anymore.
Yeah. Because McLaren's not going. There's nothing happening with that lineup.
Nope.
All right. We'll take a break for top of the hour news. Back with more after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Jesse Heating and Air. Great products and great people, treating you the way you want to be treated since 1979. Former Governor Rod Blagojevich will still be barred from holding state or local office in Illinois after a federal judge's ruling last week. Judge Steven Seeger wrote that the suit was a publicity stunt and channeled Dr. Seuss in telling him the time has come, the time is now, just go, 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 I don't care how. Seeger added Blagojevich never should have filed the lawsuit, and it was littered with legal problems, including the fact that federal courts have no bearing on a state legislature's decision to impeach a governor. The Decatur Park District will host its annual Critter Egg Hunt at Scoville Zoo Saturday from 1 to 2. It's free for kids from the...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.